This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, day before Thanksgiving 2023. It's November the 22nd, and you could be celebrating a number of things. I was mindful of what the person said about the good news. Here's something that you will love, love, love. The story of the oldest newlyweds in America's history. Ready? Doris Crick's Carl Kruse got married this week, 96. Never too late for love, right?
Yeah.
What a great example. America's oldest newlyweds. They have been widowers for a long time. They met at the Good Samaritan Society Cedar Lake Village, which is a living community in Olathe, Kansas. I think I pronounce it. It's O-L-A-T-H-E. I guess we pronounce it Olathe, right? And they met a couple of years ago. They moved around, and they just enjoyed the same things. They were players of billiards, and they played cards, and they found lots of other common interests as they were talking about what their lives had been like, what their families had been like, that sort of thing. So when Mr. Kruse asked Ms. Crooks if she would marry him, she said, "Nah, I don't need him. I'm not looking for a man."
Not ready for that commitment.
You're right, exactly. I don't need a man. I'm 94. What do I need a man for? Anyway, they kept talking about it, and she finally said, "You know, I think I will say I do." He said he was. He told me that he was dedicated to making this a very happy marriage. And she said it warmed her heart so much that she said, yes, God love her. God love them all. In 96, good God. It's really a testament to something. I don't mean to be crude, but I'm going to tell you a story that I heard from a friend of mine last week.
I am looking forward to this.
it's not aimed at being crude, but it's kind of from the same the kettle of fish, if you will. This is a fellow who's 92 years old, who has a girlfriend who's 88. And they both live in their own homes, and they have a date every Friday night. He goes to her house, he fixes her supper, they go to bed, and doo-lee-wop-a-doo-lo-wop-a-doo-lo-wop-a-doo. And next morning he gets up, gets dressed, goes home, says, "See you next week." So, how about that? There's an arrangement.
Yeah, it works for them. Right. That's the relationship they like. There you go.
Yep.
Why was that crude? I don't understand why that was crude.
Well, because when I was doing doo-lee-wop-a-doo-lee-wop-a, that meant they were having sex.
I didn't get that.
Oh, okay. Now you got it. Okay, let's see what's going on elsewhere that I can... this is kind of an interesting thing. The hat most famously worn by Napoleon Bonaparte. You know that hat, the thing that he, you know, that Bonaparte's hat that he wore when he was out
was
in public?
Was that the feather? Or the,
yeah, feathers
the,
like, and the extension.
Pillow kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, it looked like, it looked silly. It sold this week at auction for $21 million. Okay, what else is there to say? Not a thing. Not a thing. All right, let's see what else is going on here. I was troubled by a couple of million. There's a good story and a bad story in this story about people who have wealth. Let's do the good one first. A New Hampshire man with a secret multi-million-dollar fortune has donated his entire life savings, $4 million, to the town where he lived. This is right after he died. Jeffrey Holt lived in a mobile park. He worked as a Terry up in New Hampshire will probably get this one. He worked as a caretaker, and he died last summer at the age of 82. And what happened, local officials last month learned that he had been saving all this money, and he had decided to give. The chairman of selectmen found it, described it as a tremendous gift. He said, quote, "I don't think anyone had an idea that he was that successful."
Yeah,
he didn't
nobody
live
knew.
No, he didn't have any family. He just saved his money.
He didn't
millions
even have any furniture.
Dollars. No.
His home was
bed?
Essentially
yeah.
empty.
Yeah. Well, the town got $4 million out of the guy.
Yeah. And in his will, he said it goes directly to funding education, health, recreation, and culture. I mean, he knew what he was saving for. He was saving.
Sure did.
Because what's that saying? You can't take it with you. And he didn't even want to use it for himself while he was alive. He wanted to benefit
people
other
like
people.
That. It's all about giving,
gentlemen.
Right? When is Giving Thursday? Is that around Thanksgiving? I remember Giving Thursday. I don't remember when it's supposed to happen.
Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday.
It's right after Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm.
So it's next week?
Yes.
Giving Tuesday. Okay. I thought I remembered it. Now, the story of another millionaire who had a brush with the law. A fellow who owns the Baltimore Colts. Says, I can't pronounce, his name is Jim Irsay, I think that's how you pronounce it. He did an interview this week talking about football, talking about the ownership of the team, talking about things in his life. And he recalled a night in 2014 when he was arrested. The police thought he was driving under the influence. So they took him to the police station. I don't know whether he probably had a few drinks, but it doesn't seem like that was what their real interest was. What they did was profile this guy. They went into all the records and profiled him because he was rich. And this is a story that he told to Brian Gumbel this past week. He was trying to, he had a problem, you know, with the usual stuff that people do, and he had a girlfriend that died of overdose, and he was sad, and yada, yada, yada. So anyway, he was suspected of being, quote, a rich white billionaire, and that was in the arrest report. Can you imagine any police department having the stupidity to write that? An entitled rich billionaire. So what they're theorizing is that he could have a couple of drinks and drive, and nobody would bother him because of who he was. That was their speculation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all explained in an HBO documentary he did with Brian Gumbel. But think about that for a second. In this country, somebody gets criminalized because, quote unquote, you're so stupid. You put it on the arrest, and then you proceed with investigating him. Certainly, he's got to do something wrong. He's too rich. And so, anyway, I just find that beyond the beyond. All right, now, time for Adam Sandler, as this is the precursor to Thanksgiving celebration. No Thanksgiving focus, no Thanksgiving program would be appropriate. You edited out the bad part, right, James? So it's got one of those little, the part in here that's a little sticky. All right, so here's Adam Sandler with Thanksgiving.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. My big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. He had turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey doo and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take a nap. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Peaks poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes baked with baby oil.
Nice edit, James.
Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Why not? Right? And now you can think about some of the lyric line while you have a couple of good commercials. It's 18 at the hour here on Good Day.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces. And most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... wait, Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients, fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point. Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco.
They're gonna love it.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day pre-Thanksgiving program. And in the celebrity news file in this hour, social media trending with the name Susan Sarandon and why it is that she was dropped by her talent agency. We will find out the story behind the story. This is kind of controversial on both sides of the issue, so we'll get to it right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So Susan Sarandon, well-known actress, used to be with Timothy Robbins for, what, 24 years or something, Jay? She was with him, never got married to him. I think they had a child or two together. I say this, why would I say this about a guy? She's reported to be difficult. What the hell does that mean? I don't know what that means. But I've heard it from some people who know her, and so I'm just saying it because it sounds stupid. Anyway,
well, some people are difficult, and people don't bat eye when it's a man being difficult, but they do when it's a woman being difficult.
Yeah, when it's a woman. Yep. Okay, so she was at a New York City rally in support of Palestine. She addressed the ongoing war, quote, "There are a lot of people that are afraid. They're afraid of being Jewish at this time. Jews in America are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country, so often subjected to the same violence that Jews were." She posted that on X and some other things as well. There was a guy from Pink Floyd, Roger Waters, who apparently had come under police scrutiny on suspicion of incitement of the people after wearing Nazi imagery in Germany. Her post read that Waters took the stage to perform despite attempts by the Israeli lobby to cancel the event. This is back. Some of this stuff, I would say, was true, and some of this stuff is hyperbole. And so, is it easy to pick the hyperbole from that which is true? In this case, there are a lot of people who accuse Israel of overdoing it. I think I come down on the side of Israel because I think that if you've been there and you've seen other people live their lives, they did not choose this place. The United States of America, and through the UN, chose this place to put the Israelis, put the Jews from Europe down in a place that would have been close to their homeland, included Jerusalem, which was the founding city of all the major religions. So that's the first mistake. But, okay, so that was how many years ago? 1948. Get over it. Figure it out. The two-state solution, I remember Biden saying that a couple of times. That has to be part of this. Well, I don't see that coming into shape yet. Maybe it will. But I think the other side of it is what Susan Sarandon talked about. Well, she was canceled, in essence, by her talent agency.
Her talent agency.
Exercising
again, the guilty by association.
Freedom of speech. Yeah, all right. Freedom of speech.
Anti-Semitism, harassment, violence, it's up. Islamophobia, it's up.
Oh, yeah.
It's all up.
Yep. A lot of it is... not for reasons that make any sense. 28 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitran headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitran, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to. But it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Update. New this Wednesday in the Middle East, Israel and Hamas agree to a hostage deal and a four-day pause in the fighting. Israel's full cabinet approving an agreement that would include Hamas terrorists releasing Israeli hostages that have been held since the terrorist attack back on October 7th. Now this comes after an intense six-hour-long meeting in Tel Aviv. At least 50 women and children will be released by Hamas. In exchange, Israel says it will pause in fighting in Gaza for 4 days. 150 Palestinian prisoners, women and children, currently being held in Israeli jails will also be released. In other news here in the States, it is Wednesday, November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, and millions of Americans are busy heading to the nation's airports to catch flights today. Others driving to their destinations, travel expected to break records. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Ram Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Having a turkey-free Thanksgiving. Doug and Jay, the Good Day program, with a focus on Thanksgiving as the national holiday where we celebrate what we have to be thankful for. And there are those who work for PETA and those groups that don't like turkey. And originally the idea didn't start here. It started in England. Whole idea of not having turkey, and then you go all the way back to the Native American tribes that had the wild turkey. I have wild turkeys all over my farm, all over the place. I stopped in the road yesterday. There's a mother and her chicks walking across the road, and some idiot behind me, this is really amazing, some idiot behind me started blowing the horn. I didn't get out of my truck, but I wanted to, because you could clearly see in front of me the turkeys going across the road from one field to another. And so I just waited, and the guy blew his horn, scared the turkeys a little. They paid a little attention, but not much. But, there's just everybody's in such a hurry, and they don't listen, or they don't think, or they don't care, whatever it is. Let's change that, shall we? Let's change that and have something that makes us feel a little more, just a little more like real human beings. I noticed the University of Maryland has extended its Thanksgiving break. No classes from this week through Sunday. The classes they had this week were online. They wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance. I wonder whether that's a good idea or not. I know going home for Thanksgiving, I remember doing it when I was at Heidelberg back in 1964, my freshman year, the first time I flew. I had not flown before, and I got on a plane in Cleveland and flew to Boston, and it was the coolest thing. As an American Airlines 707, I remember it. Maybe that's why I'm so loyal to American, because it's not because they're a great airline anymore, but it was my first experience. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, right. So now, those of you who are preparing to go to the airport, like I am later on this afternoon, maybe you want to use a Lyft or an Uber. Lyft will guarantee you today a ride to the airport, and it will be absolutely on time, or they'll give you $100.
That's like a really big
guarantee. Well, you use Lyft. I use Lyft in California. I should say my son does. Whenever he wants me to leave the car at his house and go, he's got one car, and sometimes they want to have two cars, so I leave my car there. So he calls the Lyft to bring me to the airport, and it's always a good, comfortable ride. I choose that you can ask whether you want to have conversation or not. I think it's called quiet ride or not. I think that's what it's called. And I usually choose quiet ride because I like looking around at what's going, what is there in the beauty of Los Angeles that I've seen so many times, but I still really like it. I really find it really cool.
Yeah. Or especially with like the chaos of traveling, you just want to be calm. And prior to COVID stuff, I was that annoying passenger that I would ask if I could sit in the front seat with them. But it was because it was a safety. Yeah, it was a safety precaution because there's no child locks on the front passenger door.
Huh. All right. Here's the story of a grandmother.
No, I was going to say, of course, with COVID, it's like personal space. So it changed.
Yeah, it did change. Let's see here. The story of a grandmother and a fellow that she accidentally invited to Thanksgiving in 2016. And apparently they've been having Thanksgiving together ever since. They've had 8 years together. Added two guests to their holiday dinner this year. Two more people. This is Wanda Dench is her name. She texted Jamal Hilton, who was a teenager, telling him the time of her Thanksgiving dinner. She told him that the dinner was at her house at 3. He responded by asking, who was this that was texting him? And she said, your grandma. After the confusion back and forth, it wasn't his grandma. But anyway, so they've been getting together every Thanksgiving since then. I think that's very cool.
He asked like jokingly, hey, can I still come? Will there be a plate for me? And she's like, absolutely, you come on out. And he did. And they developed this incredible friendship that they do this year after year after year.
Yep, it's a very good thing. Very cool thing. The queen of hosting seems to be over it. Martha Stewart said that she will not be hosting a Thanksgiving dinner this year. She said, I canceled. I gave up. I am turkeyed out. She's going to join at the, apparently she'll be in the parade or near it, and then she goes to her friend's house. But she was always the hostess with the mostess, right? Wasn't she usually considered?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, she's the boss of the dinner gatherings.
Yeah. So think about Thanksgiving, not necessarily as being an eating time, but a time to help others. I was reminded of Zig Ziglar's famous words. All right, so James, you know who's... James, you know who Zig Ziglar was?
I'm not familiar. Please enlighten me.
Okay. Zig Ziglar was one... I was talking about inspiration earlier on and the Bible and things like that. Well, Zig Ziglar was sort of a contemporary. There were a number of people philosophically who could say, make a statement, and it came out like nothing anybody else ever said. So you can go through a lot of the stuff at Ziglar.com. Here's something that I think applies to where we are today. Significance is when you help others be, do, or have more than they thought they could. And it is, right? Think about the possibilities. A lot of people think, oh, I'm stuck here. Yeah, no, put it to work. Put those thoughts, put those energies, put the desires to work. And it works. I find that it works for me anyway. And then Warren Eckstein posted this morning after he was on our program, all that list you can... Go to petshow.com, the food not to give your pets on Thanksgiving, right? He went through that whole list of turkey and bones and skin. Don't we all know that, though?
A little bit of white meat and seasoned on the inside.
Well, yeah. What surprised me was that ham was on there. Because I would think that ham would be okay for a dog. I feed my dog ham from time to time. The stuff that is left over from somebody coming to dinner or bringing some of that stuff. Huh. And then I don't like it because... Some of this stuff makes me sick, and that reminds me of the list of things that happen to people, because when you get sick, there are 1 in 6 people who get sick average Thanksgiving. 3,000 people will... Oh, this is terrible. The averages suggest 3,000 people die tomorrow from foodborne illnesses. Huh, that's pretty lousy. Right?
Mm-hmm. Undercooked things. Also, we can't forget about when people make things, they have the dinner, and then they leave the whole spread out for the rest of the day, or hours and hours and hours on end, which you really only have inside a 2-hour window, if that. Like, that's the absolute max. Just wrap it up, put it in the fridge. You can always pull it out and eat it up same day. It's not like you have to wait for the next day for leftovers.
Yeah, right. It is. I'm looking at posts from people all over the place. An interesting post from Oprah Winfrey about what she's doing on... she's actually going to be near... She's going to Napa. I'll be in Napa tomorrow for Thanksgiving with my son and his daughter and my grandson, Jazzman. We call him... His name is Jazz. We call him Jazzman. He's all over the place. He really is. Here's a highway to avoid... In Colorado, there's probably dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of these all around the country during Thanksgiving weekend. One in Colorado that, according to local experts, the highway, this particular highway in Fort Collins, it's on South Route 25 from Fort Collins to Denver, one of the busiest bottlenecks. And it lasts for the whole weekend. Some people sit in this traffic for hours. The average time, 5 hours and 45 minutes to sit in the traffic in this particular section of the highway when it gets busy either later today or tomorrow. So stay the heck away from it. The 110, is it the, no, it's just the 10. I was going to say the 110 in Los Angeles, but the 10 where it merges with the 110 right next to the, I'll be interested, I'm not dumb enough to drive by it, but it is where the Coliseum is, where the Staples Center is, where you get off to go to downtown Los Angeles, the intersection between the 10 and the 110. That's where the fire was last week. And I haven't the slightest idea what they're rerouting the traffic around the 101 and the the 110 from the 10, but that has got to be. Oy, man, what a bottleneck. Unga bunga. Okay, this is not the last story, but it's when you think about your worst nightmare, a lot of people will be going south, go to Florida, go to the warm weather climes. This is the start of the winter migration, if you will, from the north to the south. And this is a story from a town in southwest Florida where a two-year-old boy drowned after falling into the pool. This is something that, as I said, the worst nightmare possible. They went in to check on the child in his room, and he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So they run around the house. They ran outside the house, and they found the child in the pool. He was unresponsive in the pool in the water. Oh, God. Can you imagine that on Thanksgiving? All right. The fellow, remember this from, I think it was last year. I was looking at all these people that are not going to run for election, people that are in both the Democrat and the Republican Party that are not going to run for re-election. This is the story of a Minnesota congressman who was attacked in her apartment. This guy, Kendrick Khalil Hamlin, apologized to Angie Craig, representative from Minnesota. He said he needed mental health and substance abuse treatment. So he got 27 months for the assault. Took place last winter. The judge acknowledged his difficult upbringing and said, you know, there are a lot of problems with people who behave like you. That doesn't excuse it, nor can I let it pass. So the guy got to, but there's something else to this, I think, that is worth thinking about. Yeah, he needs both. He needs penalties and he needs help. 48 after the hour now on pre-Thanksgiving. Good day.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I think that sounds like Meatloaf, but to me it sounds like Meatloaf, but I guess it's probably not. It's Chuck Curry here with us now in the Good Day program with a preview of Thanksgiving movies. But first, why are we listening to that music? What's it from?
It's from The Karate Kid from 1984.
Should recognize that, yeah.
You know what's interesting? Right. The reason we play that is because yesterday there was a story that surprised me that broke. Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan did a spot promoting their pairing in the new Karate Kid film. Now, what's interesting about that is Ralph Macchio is the star of the original trilogy, and he's the star of the Cobra Kai TV show, which is highly entertaining. Now, they remade the Karate Kid in 2010 with Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, played the Karate Kid, and Jackie Chan played a character called Mr. Han, which is basically the Miyagi character. It took place in China. Like they just flipped the setting. Now most people felt that was a direct remake, just making some changes in the setting. But evidently the producers, which I think actually is a really good idea, that film takes place in the same world, but it's not really a remake. It's just certain things are similar. Yeah. So they're going to take Ralph Macchio's Daniel LaRusso and Jackie Chan's Mr. Han and take those characters and put them in one film for the next Karate Kid movie. And they announced they're going on a worldwide search for the next young actor or actress to play the next Karate Kid, which I think is a cool idea also. I understand why they did it, too. It's good for the franchise and the canon of the overall property, but I like it.
Certainly, Jackie Chan is associated with all of that. What I find most fascinating about Jackie Chan is he's never learned to speak English.
And no, I
so
know
he
that.
Learns
it's
his lines.
Really interesting. Yeah.
But he doesn't know English. He speaks the line.
Even when he was doing an announcement, he was reading off cue cards.
Yeah, right, exactly. But all right, there's a new Jason.
One more thing, Doug, that's fascinating.
Okay,
Ralph Macchio, 62 years old. Jackie Chan is 69. Like Rob Macho looks like he's 40.
Yeah, they take good care of themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a new Jason Bourne sequel in the works, and the fellow that directed All Quiet on the Western Front is supposedly going to direct it, Edward Berger. What do you know about this? And I did not see All Quiet on the Western Front. It was out last year.
I did not. It got great reviews. Here's the deal. I'm not surprised that they eventually would re-kick the can on this franchise. Now, right. they're going to write the script, and then when the script is developed, then they'll present it to Matt Damon, most likely, see if he wants to come back. If not, they'll recast.
Well, but they put Jason, not Jason, they put, what's his face, Jeremy Renner in one of the movies, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't.
No, but it didn't do as well.
No, because it wasn't Jason Bourne.
Right.
Hello, duh. Jeremy Renner, though, was there. And I remember the, it was called The Bourne Legacy. I think Norton was the bad guy, wasn't he? He's always the bad guy.
Yeah, I believe so.
He's a great bad guy.
I'm going to tell you a secret. I don't like those movies. I don't like
them. I like them a lot.
I find myself extremely disconnected watching them.
Really?
It's a character just for me that I never really got into. I can't relate to it.
It must be a character flaw in you then.
I wind up liking Matt Damon. After I saw We Bought a Zoo, I looked at him differently before and after that. And after I watched We Bought a Zoo when that came out, I realized how likable he was. And he's a great actor. He's a great actor. But I never really got into the Jason Bourne movies.
He and Affleck have done wonderfully well teaming up together since they were kids doing all this stuff. Good Will Hunting got that started, and away it went. All right, so what's coming out this weekend for Thanksgiving?
Well, you got Napoleon's going to go wide, really, Scott's new Biden.
What do you think of that? What's the word on that?
The reviews are it's like 68% positive. There's some very positive, some mixed, some negative.
He's a very unlikable character in real life.
Yeah, but they...
Very unlikable.
Here's what's surprising to me, Doug. A lot of the reviews say there's a ton of humor in the movie, like more than they ever thought.
Really?
They inject a ton of humor in this movie. Like, this actually laughs, you know.
Really?
Listen, Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor, but here's the thing. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's tracking just like Killers of the Flower Moon. It's going to open like 20-something million, and it'll have legs for a little while. But ultimately, it's going to lose money theatrically. It's backed by Apple money, though. It's not going to be profitable theatrically.
Yeah.
But again, I think the problem in the industry is until they get production costs under control, which I don't think they're going to. There's going to be issues unless these movies are backed by huge entities. Like, Apple can afford to lose $100 million on a movie because it makes them look good on their streaming service to have Killers of the Flower Moon, ultimately, and Napoleon. So these are two huge movies by two huge directors added to the streaming service after they have the theatrical play. But
all right, Chugger, happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you. You're doing an interview here tomorrow. It'll be good to hear that.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.